You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In this episode, I'm covering a very important topic, something that's often hard to do. That is, put yourself in your client's shoes and write your proposal from their perspective. In order to be effective, your proposal has to be written from the client's point of view. And by taking this approach, you'll develop your information and write it so it's relevant to that client, then their interest, and not just yours. You'll be able to get your message across much better this way. So first, by taking this approach and thinking about the client's perspective, it will force you to understand their point of view. This point of view should be one of the results of your research and the strategic planning you did before you started to write. Also, by doing it this way, the client will receive your message much better if you've developed it to fit their point of view, since a message will match their concerns, their background, their interests, and their criteria. They'll understand and absorb it much more easily. From a client perspective, this demonstrates that you understand the client and that your approach to business is client-focused. Writing from the client's point of view is often difficult for subject matter experts and technical people. They sometimes have a hard time divorcing their enthusiasm, their interests, and what they feel is more interesting or important from what the client is interested in or how the client would look at a given issue. Take some extra time to coach these contributors or closely review their material and adjust it to the client's point of view. This includes reducing technical details and providing information that matters to the client. Of course, this always depends on who the client is and who the evaluators are likely to be. And how you address this will be based on the strategic planning you did before you started to write your proposal. If you haven't done your strategic planning yet, now's the time to do it. So another way to make sure it meets your client's perspective, particularly the evaluators, is to use the mirroring technique. This important technique helps the evaluators see, retain, and use information they've read in your proposal during the evaluation phase. In other words, it's a subtle but effective sales technique. We've discussed the importance of speaking directly to the client before and making it easy for them to evaluate your submission. Mirroring uses key phrases, terminology, issues, and facts that are readily identifiable and already used by the client. By doing this, you help the client focus on the information you're providing by using the same terminology used by them. It also makes it look much more client-focused. However, be careful to use mirroring moderately, rather than mirroring back to the client a whole phrase used by them in their proposal. Pick out the key words or rearrange the phrase slightly to fit the context. This certainly works better when the client doesn't see it as a technique, and it appears more natural in your written response. So here's a research example that demonstrates how this technique can work. In the book, Yes, 50 Scientifically Proven Ways to Be Persuasive, a study revealed that the use of the mirroring technique on restaurant customers significantly increased the tip the food servers received. Some of the food servers simply listened to the customer's orders and wrote them down. Another group of food servers listened to the order, wrote it down, and then repeated the order back to the customer word for word to confirm the order. The food servers who repeated the customer's order back to them increased the size of their tip by almost 70%. This demonstrates the power of mirroring that you can use in your proposals. By taking good notes and recording key phrases and concepts used by the client, you can go well beyond using the RFP material to successfully mirror the client in your proposal. This can even mean incorporating real issues or examples they've identified into your own examples and a description of how your service will improve or provide benefits. If you combine these techniques with others you've learned, you can write a powerful proposal that gets your client's attention and helps you win more business. So you can listen to other podcasts for more techniques or get your copy of the book available online at Amazon and other online sellers. You can even ask your local bookseller to order it for you. Get more from these blogs by asking me a question or leaving a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. If you want me to cover a specific topic, please let me know. Our contact information is on the website, and I'd love to hear from you. So thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.